A big upgrade of voting machines is taking place around the state, but it won't be finished before the 2020 election, when Hoosiers will choose a president, governor, and other down-the-ballot candidates. As WFIU's Sean Hogan reports, Hoosiers worry their vote isn't protected, and critics say a larger effort to safeguard votes is needed from the state.
There are two types of machines for counties to use during elections in Indiana: direct record electronic and optical scans, which utilize a paper ballot. Valerie Waricha, the Indiana Deputy Chief of Staff, says the state is providing four DRE counties, Bartholomew, Boone, Hamilton, and Hendricks, with voter verifiable paper audit trails by 2020. A VVPAT is a device that attaches to the machine and prints out a paper copy of an individual vote that can be reviewed in the course of an election audit. A law that went into effect in July requires all counties to use voting machines that provide a paper trail audit by the beginning of 2030. Brown County Circuit Court Clerk Kathy Brown says the new technology will give voters peace of mind when they cast their ballots.
By allowing them to go back and having some sort of a paper trail, I think is going to make things a little more easier, and they're going to feel more secure and more confident that their vote has been counted.
Despite the efforts of state officials to protect the integrity of the election, some critics say it's not enough. Chair of Indiana University's cybersecurity program, Scott Shackelford, says even though several counties are already using this technology, waiting another decade to make it mandatory is risky, especially after evidence of Russian interference in the 2016 election.
There was a proof of concept that was done in 2016. So now any country, any group that would like to similarly interfere has a game plan.
Shackelford says hackers could focus their efforts on a few swing counties to influence an election. Indiana's new cybersecurity law requires counties to ensure the security of its polling location. In addition to the law, the legislature approved $10 million in next year's budget for cybersecurity. But Democratic State Senator J.D. Ford says that amount falls far below what is needed.
With everything that's going on in our country right now, in regards to election security, I think that's a request that we could have easily have provided, but unfortunately we took a pass on it.
Ford lobbied for more money, but the request was turned down by the Republican majority. Meanwhile, Ford is now considering his own legislation that would beef up security at the polls.
Nothing else we do in this building matters if we can't protect the election and making sure that our vote counts.
Shackelford points out that the fear of election meddling shouldn't deter Hoosiers from voting.
Frankly, the goal of a lot of these efforts is to undermine trust, undermine confidence in our election systems. And when people don't turn out, they're letting, frankly, those hackers win.
Shackelford says the state's effort to curb voter hacking is a step in the right direction. For WFIU News, I'm Sean Hogan.